Central Valley grower Matthew Eford says that water has always been an issue throughout the drought period.
For us, where we grow our almonds, we're in multiple irrigation districts. Although we're in an irrigation district, we haven't seen any surface water in the last 4 to 5 years. So we're relying primarily on ground pumping through our wells.
Although this irrigation system gives the water they need to grow, problems come with that underground water.
So with groundwater pumping, a problem that we are having is salt accumulation. Salts naturally occur in our groundwater supplies, and because we don't have the leaching effect from surface waters or rainwater, those salts are starting to build. And so that's something we're having to mitigate that we haven't had to in the past.
Water issues are not the only things affecting farmers and forcing them to adapt.
With the price of almonds sliding, although it is coming back up, we're having to reevaluate some of the economics of farming the crop. What can we do, what can't we do as far as fertilizers, pesticides, cultural practices. This year, we've had some rain. We'll gladly take it. We've been able to mitigate any effects of rain through spraying. But the pruning and the development of the tree is crucial at certain stages. As a tree gets older, it's more prone to falling over, and with the winds we've had a lot of blowovers. Young trees we're trying to develop and train up, and with the wind, we're having issues with limbs breaking. And so those are things you just have to kind of ebb and flow and take the hits with. The biggest concern is any premature nut drop that we have, where the nuts are actually being blown off the trees and lost.